Hello, and welcome to our HDS Podcast Spotlight Series. This week, we're featuring residential dining services to learn about a few staff members, share the nuances of dining, and how we all do our part to support student success. I'm your host, Lori Vanagunas, and joining me today is Lucas Miller.
Hello, Lori.
Senior Associate Director of Operations. Welcome, Lucas. Alex Knudsen.
Hey.
Production cook at the Foundry. And Jesse Vlasic.
Hi.
Production baker in the CSU Bake Shop. Welcome, everyone. So I'd like to start out by asking you, Lucas, to tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you here to CSU.
Well, I'm originally from Indiana, and I came out here to work with this great team in residential dining services and, of course, be near the mountains.
That's great. We're lucky to have you here. I know there's been some changing in the dining operation, Lucas. So being that our audience here is full-time employees, tell us where we can dine both during the summer as well as the academic year.
Yeah, during this summer, we'll have Ramshorn Dining Center and Academic Village open throughout the entire summer. Then from June 6th through July 31st, the Foundry Dining Center will also open. So staff are able to eat in both locations. Braden will be open, but it'll really primarily only be serving orientation during summer. But Foundry and Ramshorn will be busy feeding staff and the students that live with us, and of course, all of our conference guests. Starting with the academic year, which is during move-in, which is in mid-August, all of our dining centers will open back up for business, and of course, staff can eat in any of those.
That's great. Thanks, Lucas. Alex, you're on the front line of serving our students. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself? And also, how does the HDS customer service value play a role in what you do at the Foundry?
Yeah, I'm Alex Knudsen, and I grew up in Minnesota, and I've lived in Fort Collins for 3.5 years. I started working in the Joel Dining Center October of 2018, and now we transferred over to the Foundry. Customer service is the department's number one value and of utmost importance in our dining centers. We want to make sure that our students have a great dining experience so that when they leave CSU that they tell their friends how good it was.
That's awesome. Thanks, Alex. And Jesse, can you tell us about your role and how the Bake Shop supports the dining operations as well as our students?
Yes. I am one of the production bakers at the Bake Shop and have been in the gluten-free room for the past 2 semesters. The Bake Shop supports the dining operations by supplying them with freshly baked croissants and muffins in the morning, and then in the afternoon and evening, we provide homemade pizza crusts and an assortment of other sweet treats. Mm. Not only are we supporting the dining facilities, but we are also supporting the students by providing them with delicious food that turns into fuel to help them get through their day and help them stay focused.
That's awesome. Thanks for what you do, Jess. To all three of you, what is something that you really enjoy about working in housing and dining services?
I love working in HDS because I get the privilege of baking all day long, which is my passion, and I get paid to do so. Not only that, but for special events such as Mardi Gras, we get to get creative and make beautiful desserts. I even had the honor of decorating CSU's 150th anniversary cake.
That's awesome. Thanks, Jess.
One of my favorite parts about working in HDS is all the employees that I get the privilege to work with on a daily basis and all the different people that I get to come in contact with that are from all around the world.
I agree with you, Alex. It's really the staff that we have that is something really special, and it makes coming to work every day a joy.
I would totally agree with that as well. I'll tell anybody that will listen that dining employees are the best, hardest working employees there are. So, one last question. In each of your unique roles, how do you support student success?
One thing that we try to do as production cooks is make sure that there are options not just for everybody, but for the people that have allergies and are allergic to separate or specific foods, making sure that they have options that they're able to eat, they're able to come in and feel safe with what they're eating.
That's great. Thanks, Alex. Jess or Lucas?
Something else that some people don't realize is that we offer our students that actually work for us a lot of real world skills that they can learn that they might not get while they're in the classroom. So we have the ability to offer what we call our leadership classes for our students so that they can move from being student employees to student supervisors to student managers, and they can learn these applicable skills that they can take after they graduate.
Well, that's great. Thanks to all of you. And thank you for that information, but also for participating in this HDS Spotlight series. It was wonderful to learn more about dining services and meet a few of its fabulous staff members. And as always, HDS, thanks you for tuning in to this week's podcast, where we look to create a learning organization through training, skill development, and growth for all of our HDS staff. Thanks for listening.